The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo and Padraig Wilson-McCarthy are both with me, entertainment journalists, with recommendations of what to watch over the next few days. And Serena, we're going to start with, is it Just Like That or And Just Like That?
And Just Like That.
Okay.
This is the one that you've really been
just
looking
like
forward to.
Wasn't that, what was his name? Cooper, Tommy Cooper, Just Like That.
Who's Tommy Cooper?
Oh, Serena. Sometimes there's just these cultural blind spots.
You
suffer. Antipodeans.
That's a rabbit hole for you to go
down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tommy
just
Cooper.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, you'd know him if you saw him. He's the British comedian. He used to wear a fez on the top of his head. Obviously, where else would you wear a fez?
As opposed to on his knees.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not in this.
Okay,
this
is, right. That's disappointing.
But this is season 3 of the Sex and the City spin-off.
Oh,
and
God, even more disappointing.
Yeah,
this gets worse and worse.
Look, I have to say, I have gone into the other two seasons going, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And I went into this one going, not again. I don't know what it is about this show. As soon as it started, I was just like, oh, I'm home.
There's a taste of more of it.
Yeah, it's like a comfort blanket.
Mm.
But this season, they found their groove. Like, they have found their feet. No pun intended there. It's like they didn't know how to write for these 50-year-old women, and they were trying to put in so many characters in the first and second season. I think now they've sort of like slimlined the cast. It's just really good. Kerry, if you haven't seen season 2, this is a spoiler, but season 2 ended with Aiden saying he's going back to Virginia because he needs to look after his family. So season 2 sees her moving into the house that they'd bought together. She's trying to furnish that. She's trying to deal with the whole Aiden situation.
Sorry, so all I really know about Sex and the City is that there was 4 women.
Yeah.
But there's only 3 in this, is that right?
Their names.
Carrie.
Yeah, I just said that.
I can't
Good
even
listening.
Help you on this one.
Tracy.
Go and give me the other two.
Mary and Jacinta. I don't know. I actually don't know. No,
like Mary in Brooklyn.
Do you know them?
No, I don't. I don't think I do.
Carrie, Samantha.
Oh, Samantha. She's not
Miranda.
Bad.
Yeah.
And.
Oh,
Charlotte.
So I know something else. There was 3 fellas. There was like that Aiden guy, and then there was Big, the guy who fell off his Peloton.
Yeah,
and then had issues off screen.
Yeah,
and then there was a Russian ballet dancer.
Oh my gosh, you have watched!
I'm very impressed
about him. That's my favorite season, season 6.
Okay,
but none of them. Oh, Aiden is in this, but the rest of them aren't in this. I don't know. I was given 6 episodes to watch. I enjoyed all of them. If you ask me that about season 2 and season 1, I think
really?
I sort of hate watched.
And it usually gets worse as it goes on.
This is getting better as it
goes
on.
Well, that's good. Because I found, because I dabbled in the first season. I thought
they were... Are you a dabbler?
I'm a dabbler. I can't commit to things that I have commitment issues, you wouldn't believe. I found when I was watching it, I was like, oh God, they're trying to make these women who are clearly old, not old, but older, more relevant. And they were trying to bring them into kind of a general Generation Z age. And I was like, oh,
and that's why it was terrible.
It's cringing me out.
Didn't just let the women be who they are, and I finally feel like the women are who they are. Rosie O'Donnell.
Crusty old women.
Stop that. They're fabulous women. The fashion is still amazing, and they've still got such fabulous, glamorous lives to lead that none. I still don't understand how they afford half of this stuff. But anyway, it's pure escapism.
Plot
and
hole.
if you love Sex and the City, I think you are finally going to be happy with what they've done with season 3. There's going to be 12 episodes. They're dropping weekly. If you are a fan, you may want to get up at 2:05 every Friday morning to watch each episode drop. Or you can series link it so you can watch it whenever you want. But then it's screening 9 o'clock on Fridays on Sky Comedy. Or if you have Now, it's also available on Now.
All right. So, And Just Like That, season 3 coming your way from Friday. On Netflix, then, Padraig, Nonas? Nonas?
Well,
Nonas?
That's it.
You Nonas.
I had to double check this one before we came on air because it was... What did you say it is again?
What did you say?
I said Nonas.
No, you said right.
Oh, it's right there.
It's
then I said Nonas a while ago, so...
Because the problem is, if you're watching this, the Americans, it really frustrates me the way they say nonna.
Yeah.
They say nona. It's non-nona.
It's nonna.
It's nonna. Yeah. So it's nonna, which is grandmother.
It's like nana with an O, basically, yeah. Which is essentially what it is all about, right? So this is like the very feel-good movie that it's only out recently and Vince Vaughn is behind it, but also he's starring in it. Now, when I saw Vince Vaughn was starring in a movie, I was like, okay, this is obviously some sort of adult movie. I haven't seen him in ages. I was like definitely 15 plus, but it's actually a very good feel-good family film.
What's it about?
So basically, it's about Vince Vaughn plays this character of Joey, right? Or Joe, and his mother passes away. So he's kind of like, you know, after gaining some money from her will, and he doesn't really know what to do with it, and he's kind of like at a crossroads in his life where he doesn't know what to do, right? But one thing that we see from the very beginning is that he valued the time that he spent as a child in the kitchen with his nana and, thank you, and his mother, right? So he decides then it's kind of giving midlife crisis a little bit, right? That he's going to just pack it all in and he's going to open this restaurant. But his idea behind this restaurant is that he gets other nanas in to do the cooking.
Oh, right? Clever,
and it's based on real life story.
This is it, right? Which is what's most interesting about it. And I didn't realise this until the very end, right? Because I went into this very blind. I didn't do any research before I watched it. But at the very end...
it's like how we do the show, actually.
Yeah, exactly, right? Throughout the credits, you see like footage of the actual restaurant, which is still in Staten Island in New York, right?
Oh, right.
And it looks amazing, right? And it's like all these older women who are in the kitchen, and Joey himself, the main guy, is there, and his friend who helped them to finance it is you get to see that. And actually, what I noticed is I was like, I recognise that guy. They're dotted throughout it. Through the actual movie.
Oh, they use the actual real people in the background. Okay, very good.
They're eating in the restaurant. But what is one thing I will say about this is the food looks incredible. Like it looks proper. Like you're going to be hungry if you're watching this. You know what I mean? Like I think everything that I'm going to eat for the foreseeable is going to be pasta based because it is just delicious looking.
Have you seen this as well?
Yeah.
So is there a nostalgia value for you well?
I live it. Like anytime I go home, like I was saying to Porig when I went home, I made all my aunties and my mum just cook for me and cook me their food. And because our love language, they've never told me they love me. I know that my family loves me because when I became a vegetarian celiac, they went out of their way to cook stuff just for me. And that's how we show love. We show love through our food.
Do you know what? There was some similarities between what I would have said as the nana and the Irish mammy.
Yeah.
In that, like, they were kind of, they'd kill you, but but in a loving way. You know what I mean? And they'd be screaming at you, and they'd make sure you were fed. You know what I mean? And you can do no right. But there was this like lovely kind of like nostalgia feel over that as well, which I thought was really comforting, actually. It's a lovely, lovely watch and something that anybody could watch. So if you're sitting down at home and you're looking for something to flick on for the whole family, everyone would enjoy it.
And it doesn't drag.
It doesn't drag.
It's on Netflix, available now. Serena, the Bono thing.
Oh.
Bono, Stories of Surrender.
I just have to say from the start, I absolutely love this. This is an Apple TV Plus documentary. It's only 86 minutes long. It'll be available tomorrow. This is based on his memoir that he penned, and then he toured this one-man show. And I remember when he was touring this, I was just like, oh, really? And I'm a massive U2 fan.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, I'm not going to go see this. What's there to see?
It's kind of like stay in your lane, isn't it, Bono?
Yeah. How do you feel about Bono?
Meh.
Oh, I love him.
Meh.
And I think I'm the same. Is that because we're Irish and we're...
I don't know. Some people really actively dislike him.
Yeah.
But I don't. I just, meh.
I want you to watch this.
Sorry, I quite liked his book, actually.
Well, then,
it wasn't bad.
Are you a U2 fan?
No.
Yeah.
I'd never listen to U2.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I would turn it off.
U2 were my second concert, but I call it my first real concert.
What was the first one? The Wiggles.
La La Me in 1927. You wouldn't even know who they are. An Australian band, so I don't call them real. But I think everyone needs to watch this because it is...
Really?
It's so well done. Look, he's a massive show.
But if something is so well made, but it's about someone I'm just apathetic about and I don't like their music.
But it's the way it's done. It's so well done. It's all shot in black and white. He's on stage and it's just him.
The whole thing
is
in black and white.
Yeah, but it works. And it's just him. There's a table and there's chairs. And he uses these props every time he moves through his life. Like it starts when he's young, right through to like being in the band and success and all of that. Every time he talks to someone, he brings out a chair. It sounds ridiculous, but it works. And then it's interspersed with music.
Okay.
I cried.
And is it a recording of his live performance, or is it like a variation of the stage show?
It's a bit of both, because they said he went and did a few things.
It sounds artsy, actually.
It's artsy without being too up itself. Yeah. It's really good. As I said, he's such a showman. But there was a stripped backness here, and you saw a vulnerable side of Bono. And I think what we're going through at the moment, he talks about, you know, people and wanting to give back, and us all having to, you know, be a part of giving back and justice. And it sounds like it's preachy. It's none of that. I just want everyone to watch this. I cried. I cried watching it. I was in awe watching this. When he talks about his dad, that's the most vulnerable you're ever going to see him. Please give it a watch. And there's a few performances in there, but it's seamlessly put together.
Okay, I'm not going to watch it. No, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah, no
but
way. Not a hope in hell.
Why?
I'm kind of indifferent about him, and I don't really care.
It's on. It's
now you gave it a great pitch, I will say.
Yeah, no, you did. You couldn't have done better. Fair play to you.
But you're still not going to watch.
No, absolutely not. There was almost nothing you could have said that would make me watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Anyway, it's available
what
now.
What could I say?
You could sit here and pretend that you were going to, like, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what I do love watching. Law and Order SVU.
Well, that makes two of us. That makes two of us.
Top class.
Do you know what? I was prompted because,
boom, boom.
Well, first of all, the theme tune is
Yeah.
That's
is
Law and Order.
Yeah. Is that Mariska Hargitay?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's no theme tune will get me up and move around the room like that.
That's top class.
It gets my blood flowing, like, right? But I will say as well, I haven't watched this properly since I was probably a teenager living at home, right? But recently, Mariska Hargitay put up a post basically saying that it was going on hiatus, and this kind of, she kind of phrased this post kind of funny so people didn't know whether she was coming or going from the show. I don't think she's going anywhere, but it prompted me to go back and watch it, right? It is just so good. Now, I'm one of those weirdos that oddly gets comfort from like murder documentaries and like trauma, which is really, really weird. It's kind of like my mindfulness, which is bizarre, right? But I will switch off if there's something that engaging for me to watch. And like, I will say a lot of the storylines in this is quite heavy, right? But I love...
Yeah, SVU is the more serious stuff.
Yes.
Law and Order, the...
Yeah.
So is she in both?
I don't think so.
No.
I've only watched SVU.
So she's only in SVU?
Yeah.
SVU,
okay.
Yeah. And I don't even, like, Ice-T is in it, which is so bizarre. Like, he's one of the detectives in it, like, plays the role really well. But what I love about this is, like that, right, it's like 40, 45 minutes, standalone episodes. You can drop in or you can drop out whenever you want to watch it. And I've just found, like, when I'm sitting at home looking for something to watch, it's the first thing that I'll think to put on at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And I really like it. And they actually have a couple of seasons up on Netflix. Not all of them. They've got, like, 6 to 11, which I think is its prime. We're talking,
like,
I think
The Simpsons.
6 is back in, like, 2004, right? 2004, like, it was really, really good. And I don't think I appreciated it as much at the time, but I'm looking back on it now, obviously being older and like having more experience, but like watching it and seeing like the amount of cameos that are in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's bizarre. Like, I watched one the other day and Robin Williams was in it, and obviously he's no longer with us, and I was like, this is just off the wall.
At the Screen Actors Guild Awards, Kristen Bell hosted them earlier this year, and she did this thing where she just went, everybody take a drink if you've been on Law and Order SVU, and like 90% of the actors.
Brilliant.
I believe it, because there's other people like popped up, like Angela Lansbury was another one who was in it.
She was not.
Yeah, she
oh,
was.
Claire, that's very clever.
And Whoopi Goldberg, and like loads of these absolute icons, and they come in and they just play like usually an evil role, and I'm just like, it's just so interesting. See these people that you watch in Blockbusters do a 40-minute episode of Law and Order SVU, and then you can come and go from these episodes as well, which I absolutely love.
So no commitment there for you.
No commitment, again? Commitment issues.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
but it's great.
Like, he knows he can drop SVU like that.
I can drop SVU.
And it's not going to chase him.
Exactly. And I can go back in 6 months, it'll still be there. You know what I mean?
That's
and
the other
they'll
important
probably
thing.
Still be making more episodes.
Yeah.
They've just wrapped season 26.
And she's actually, it hasn't released yet, but Mariska Hargitay has made, we're saying her name wrong.
I don't know how to say it.
But
Mariska, anyway.
She has just made a documentary about her mum, Jane Mansfield.
Yes.
So that's probably why they had to wrap and do
Jane Mansfield is her mum.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We do this every time. It's like every time I read that, I go, get out.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you
crazy.
Know this, you know yeah. this, but that
like,
fact.
Like, and usually you would say Nepo Baby, but she's not. She's great.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
So that is a great recommendation. Law and Order, SVU on Netflix. Serena, Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, did you watch the first one?
No.
Basically, Nicole Kidman plays Masha. I don't know where she's from. She wears really
Nicole Kidman wigs. Plays Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
That's just, we can just say that about everything she's in for the last 10 years.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman plays someone.
Ice Queen.
Yeah, and eccentric. Yeah. Like, she loves doing all of those. This is, again, they go to a resort.
They're like, Nicole has really great presence, but her face can't move anymore.
Yeah.
She'll just play kind of a slightly emotionally removed Ice Queen.
With really bad wigs.
Yeah.
Like, really bad wigs.
I just can't see beyond, you know, when the Oscars was when she was clapping and she had really long fingers. Have you ever seen that?
It's because her rings were cutting into her when she
and, like,
was clapping.
Obviously it was just a bad angle, but they look like they're
she looked like a sea lion.
totally. Her fingers are about 10 inches long. It's wild.
Well, season one of this was really popular. So it was based on Leanne Moriarty's book, who also wrote Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
So that was really good. So let's do a season two, but there's nothing to base this on, right? So there's a new group of people who come to this resort where she does really experimental and controversial therapies. They're nine strangers who are all sort of connected. The reason why I like this season is because of the cast. We've got Murray Bartlett, who was the best thing about White Lotus season one.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Henry Golding, who's from Crazy Rich Asians, Mark Strong, and one of your favourites from Schitt's Creek, Annie Murphy.
Amazing.
And Christine Baranski as well.
There's loads
Look,
in that,
this
actually.
Is getting really bad reviews.
You left that at the end.
Well, I've watched the first three episodes. I think where this is not going to work in its favour is this is dropping weekly. I think this should have been a series where they dropped all nine.
Yeah, okay.
Because people, you know.
It works for some and it doesn't work for others.
Well, you know when you go, oh, I'm excited it's back. And then you go, there's no episode available. So you just go, I'm not going to watch the rest. And that, I think, is going to happen here. You're going to watch first two and then just go, I'm not coming back to it.
Yeah.
But that's available if you want it.
If you want it. On Prime. How many episodes?
There are 8 episodes. The last one drops on the 3rd of July. So if you do want to binge, wait till the 3rd of July.
Yeah, wait till the 3rd of July and binge it all. Serena Bellissimo, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, entertainment journalist. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.